Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, the Vision Board plus Sharon Stone, Talking Bird, and the Top 3 Beans. All coming up next.
The Bob and Tom Show presents yet another edition of Why the Internet is Much Better Than the Radio. Today's episode, Flaming Flatulence. Okay, here's a bunch of guys at work, but they're not really working. Looks like they're all gathered around good old Lenny's computer again. You see, Lenny has high-speed internet at work so he can access the company email. That's a good one. You see, Lenny stumbled upon a great new video site. Let's listen in.
Hey, you guys, you gotta see this. Check this out. What the hell is he doing?
It looks like I think he's going to light a fart.
He's got to be drunk. There's no doubt.
Oh, he's naked.
No!
No! Yes!
No!
Yes!
Oh,
yes!
Oh, that is awesome!
Unbelievable.
He doesn't have any hair left. And now, here are the same guys hearing the same gas blast, but on the radio.
Oh, well. What was that? I got a meeting.
Yeah, I think there's some cake left in the break room.
Whose birthday is it?
I don't know. I think it's some guy's last day.
Well, there you go. Proof again that the internet's a lot better than the radio. Hell, that internet's the best damn thing going, if you ask me.
Especially at work.
Gosh, you gotta see this one.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And Mr. Pat Godwin, fresh from another visit to the hospital, where they now have the Pat Godwin wing.
Pain-free in 2020.
Back surgery while we were
until
gone.
The next year, thing, Pat. Until the
you
next
know, it was
thing.
A real thing I was operated on, okay?
No one said it wasn't a real thing.
This is going to be your year. You're going to have a great 2020.
I'm making a vision board. I am ready.
Yes.
All right.
All right.
Operation a month. They're going to crack you open like a
you don't know what a vision
onion.
Board is?
No, I do not. What is it?
That's where you cut out or you put up onto a wall something. You see every day where you want to go, where you want to be,
what you want to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you'll have a picture of like Sydney, Australia,
right.
If that's where you
want to
go.
Exactly. Or, right.
Go where you want to go.
So, do you have one of these, Josh?
I do not have a vision
board.
It
look like a menu at Denny's.
Oh my God.
That's a funny joke.
Pictures of. Michael, you know, January 7th.
Vision board is a top menu. Three what? Things on my vision board. Number one. I can't say what number one is. Number two.
Come on.
Oh, boy.
Can you say what that is?
Hunk of lasagna. How about that?
Nice.
I like that.
That's good.
Got one for Christmas.
Vision board number three.
You're great.
Ace.
Actually, when I was out of work. I took the flyer from my favorite pizza place and put it in the fridge.
Oh.
I look at that every day.
Okay.
First dream thing about it.
When I was getting my first paycheck, going for the pizza.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it's a nice. That's great.
By the time I got back in the workforce, pizza place closed.
I was going to say, it's a really heartwarming story.
The vision boards aren't always 2020.
This year they are.
I think it's still in the fridge.
So, Pat, what's on the vision board for you?
To write the best song of all time, number one. Two, finish the book I'm doing.
You're writing a book.
What are you reading?
No, he's reading it.
It's called Journey to the Center of Attention.
That is a good title.
Thank
better,
you.
Better trademark
Thank
that you. Or whatever. Copyright that real quick.
You have anything else?
Of course I do. Yeah.
Okay.
What's number three in the?
I want to be 170 by March.
Oh, God, not this again.
Not by March, man. Just do it. Do it in
February.
March.
Yeah.
2.5 months? So you're just not going to eat till March?
If we can have you put into a prison in South Africa and you go on a hunger strike, you're still going to be 190.
These are real dreams.
Just set small goals. Don't put so much pressure.
A vision board is a big
goal. How about
170
this?
By June?
How about this?
Yeah, that's
Get
a good
through
one.
Today
yeah.
without having a pain or an ache. How about that?
That's number four.
Okay, well, do you know what? Can you?
Were
do
you a saying? Used car salesman at any point in like a past
no,
life?
Had,
so
no,
for you to get to 170, what are we talking about loss wise?
Ace, that's not funny. But Ace does have a point. It's a lot of weight.
Okay, no need to be mean here, but
no,
I don't think that's physically possible.
It's going to be.
You're not going to be able to have
set
any
yourself
food.
Up for failure like that.
I've always been 170, and the fact that this I put on a lot of this weight is the reason why I had the back issue.
Why'd you put on the weight?
Laziness.
I thought it was for
a movie. That
I see. I thought we were talking real visions. I gained all this weight for a movie I want to watch.
Uh-huh. Thank you very much. I love that joke. I thought maybe I introduced it wrong.
I thought we were getting real for a second.
Okay.
We're not getting real on this show. What are you talking about?
Christy Lee is once again at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk, and we were talking a little bit about this Sharon Stone thing.
Yeah, on her vision board, she'd like to be in a relationship, apparently.
All right.
And she was banned from a dating app when her account was mistakenly flagged as fake.
Oh.
According to a tweet from Stone, her Bumble account was shut down after users reported her profile. She wrote, "Hey, Bumble, don't shut me out of the hive." Ms. Stone is best known, of course, for starring in the 1982 drama Basic Instinct.
And if you'd like to be exposed to that kind of wit 24 hours a day, be sure and start dating Sharon Stone.
The 95 crime film Casino, a Bumble spokesperson said in a statement that Stone's profile has been restored after it was mistakenly blocked.
For her, what is it? You put a picture of yourself, right? A profile picture?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is it her face?
Yes, Tom.
Okay, just adding, it's a fair question. Is it
Pat, are you on Bumble? You should get on Bumble.
I was on Bumble for one day.
One day.
Boy,
he really gave it a shot.
Yeah, I dated a girl from that day that I met. Yeah, for about a month or two. Yeah,
Bumble apologized.
Two friends of mine were actually met on Bumble and are now married. I was actually the what do you call it, officiant?
Oh boy!
Wow!
Which of course, not legally married.
Yeah,
see, on Bumble the
totally
woman
not valid, of course.
On Bumble the woman is in charge, so it's kind of nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Sharon Stone, famous actress on
Bumble.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is...
Isn't that wild?
Yikes.
She can't, guys aren't just coming up to her and asking her out.
They're probably intimidated, I would think. Is she still making movies? I'm not aware of what does happen.
I don't know what the last thing she's done. I think she's a terrific actress.
Been in some great movies.
She's in a documentary recently.
Yeah. Once again, Christy is at her base, her post at the news desk.
I look exactly the same.
You look great. Thank
Thanks.
You.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hey, Donnie.
Hey,
how
Donnie.
Are you?
Hey, I'm good. Hey, Pat, next time they start picking on you, say you had to have back surgery from carrying the show all these years.
Oh, yes.
Say it right to their face. You guys all have a good break?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. How about you?
I had a great vacation, man. I actually hooked up with a chick that looked just like Sloane from Ferris Bueller.
Wow.
Swear to God. Did her so good, she had to take the day off. So put that in your hope chest, Christy.
Oh, thanks, Donnie.
Can you guys break any of your New Year's revolutions yet?
Oh, yeah.
Did you make
my mom Phyllis didn't break any, but my mom, she already broke her favorite toy, Dirt Rocket, again.
Oh,
you laugh, but thank God we bought the extended warranty this time. I mean, it's totaled. Josh, just to give you an idea how big it is, the last time we flew Allegiant, they had to gate check it.
Oh, oh man, yeah.
That's big.
That's anything big. Over 3 foot with wheels on it, stay long.
That's like an oxygen tank.
So now, it ain't like it's a bad habit she's starting with. Because now that that's, you know, being repaired, she's taking up smoking pot regular.
Really? Oh.
And now my Aunt Putty's got her convinced to even smoke the stems of her pot plants.
Okay.
Apparently there's more flavor and it's more potent. Really? Sort of like bone-in ribeye. But she was so high the other night. She was so high the other night, she's trying to imitate Wilford Brimley's. Uh-huh. But instead of saying diabetes, she just kept saying asbestos over and over and over. I swear to God. So what's worse, her locked up in her room all day riding Dirt Rocket or smoking more weed and welly? You know? I should have seen this coming. That's why they always say hindsight's 50-50. Oh, man, speaking of see the coming, did you guys see them two cruise ships swap paint?
Yep. Yeah, we did.
Seen a video of it?
Uh-huh.
Man, that was badass. That was way better than anything I've ever seen on BattleBots. Swear to God. But in the captain's defense, can you imagine the size of a blind spot on a cruise ship?
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yes.
That's why I hate parallel parking with my boat. But given its current condition, lately I'd get away with just staying in my lane, putting in park, and hitting the caution lights for about a half hour. Swear to God. I still ain't never got a ticket. Oh, and our neighbors across the street, they just got back from a cruise ship.
Oh.
Trisha and Shane.
Yeah.
You know, they're swingers. I mean, serious swingers.
Really?
Chick, I'll say it like this. Rumor has it, he's loaned her out more than his air compressor. Swear to God. Happy New Year, Dick. I'm going to get it.
Slump.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Pretty girl.
Very, very. Yeah. Now, we return to the news desk with Christy Lee here in the Bob and Tom program.
Speaking of a pretty girl, an American fashion model has promised to send nude photos to people who donate to Australian wildfire relief efforts.
Oh.
In a now viral tweet, Miss Kaylin Ward declared, quote, "I'm sending nudes to every person who donates at least $10 to any one of these fundraisers for the wildfires in Australia." She added links to various charities and told fans they needed to provide proof of donation in order to receive a nude photo or video. Ward claims she's received over 20,000 messages and that over $500,000 has been raised because of her initiative.
Wow.
Ward added that she's launching a nonprofit organization to raise money for charities like this in the future, especially in a crisis.
Okay.
Huh.
Well, here she is.
Those koalas are sad.
I know.
And the kangas.
Yeah, animals are having a tough go. Yeah.
Is she pretty?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great cause. It just seems kind of an odd. If it works, I guess it works, whatever.
It's working.
There is, I imagine, one can get on the internet free nudes relatively.
Are these quickly. Custom? Well, like, if you give money, will she send you a picture of her with like holding a piece of paper that has your name on it?
I think she just printed
off. So she just
said, it'd
take like one or two. And
you're trying to bring nudes back? Is that what you're doing?
No, she is. I mean,
no. The term
the
nudes.
Word.
You just nudes. Said you can get nudes.
What's the word? Nudie photos? I don't
Nudies.
Know what the.
I don't.
Ironic that it's a bushfire in this picture.
Oh, not a lot of.
I bet.
To save the beavers. Forget about the koalas and the kangaroos.
She says she spent almost every minute since responding to the more than 20,000 messages. It's a selfie, apparently, so maybe she's giving them.
Customs,
yeah.
Essentially. Wow.
Yeah.
Send more news.
I would expect that there'll be a call from Pornhub here.
Could be.
Or somebody. Yeah. I think if this thing takes off, okay. Well, good for her raising some money.
No kidding.
Last night on what was it, the Golden Globes, I was reading that the winner, the best actor winner, went to Russell Crowe, who was not there because he's at home with his family dealing with the horrific fires that are happening right now in Australia.
Yeah.
So, some pretty serious business.
Okay, yeah.
Back to you, Christy.
of Florida police responding to reports of someone crying, "Let me out," discovered the cries for help were coming from a parrot. After receiving a call from a concerned neighbor, four Palm Beach County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene and questioned a man who was working on his car in the driveway. The Palm Beach Post reports when deputies explained their concerns, the man said he would introduce them to a 40-year-old parrot named Rambo.
Rambo's neck.
As a child, he taught Rambo to scream, "Let me out," because Rambo, of course, was in a cage at the time. Police have since tweeted a video of the incident. It's pretty funny.
How do you not? Don't parrots sound like parrots?
Well, she sounded like a woman screaming.
It does. It doesn't sound like, "Let me out, let me out.
Help me, help me."
They can mimic.
A friend of mine has a bird that can do an exact version of their dog.
Ruff.
So the
parrot. Please tell me he forces you to listen to it every time you go over there.
Really? Bird people know this. And by the way, don't get a bird unless you've done a lot of homework.
Did you hear me? 40-year-old parrot.
Yeah, they live forever and they need a lot of care. They don't like to be.
You know, there's a almost a 4-foot tall parrot?
What?
Yes.
A hyacinth macaw.
How do they know this guy doesn't have someone locked up in his basement? In the
That was just my parrot again.
He's drained the parrot.
Yeah. Ooh.
And then
that's a great cover.
There's something called a butt-faced pygmy parrot.
Does it have a butt face?
Let's take a look.
Are you sure it's not a butter-faced? You know, the parrot's got a great body.
Butter-faced. Oh, it's a Bengal? Nice uniform, ugly helmet. It doesn't look like a butt.
No.
Like butt-faced pygmy.
So this guy says that the bird is going, "Get me out.
Let me out.
Let me out."
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just wondering. This guy could. That would be a really good cover.
Yeah, it would.
And then all of a sudden the parrot goes, "Check the closet." Check the closet.
Crawl space, Brock.
I'm sorry, Christy.
Envisioning
this guy keeping a, you know, keeping a woman in a pit.
I saw the movie.
He's got Rambo the parrot.
This L.A. model looks like one of those Weimaraners. You know, the dogs they dress up in.
She's very thin.
Yeah, she looks.
I mean, is she a legit model or is this a wannabe?
Like if one of those dogs were, "I'm a person, don't bother me."
Yep.
Look at that.
Yeah, she is
be like hanging out.
Fairly artificial looking.
Two before. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, some men like that.
Yeah. And she says, "I'm sending nudes to every person who donates at least $10. She uses the term nudes, Tom.
It's a good cause.
Yeah.
Apparently somebody donated $5,000, so she's sending him 50 pictures and videos. And
oh, boy.
Yeah.
I just hope her voice is like this. That's all. I'm going to take a lover.
Thank you for spending so much money, Kevin.
So you wouldn't want to cuddle up to her?
No, thank you.
There is no cuddling up to her.
No.
Cuddling with a hat rack.
Today is cuddle up day. The opportunity to snuggle up to someone on a cold winter's day or night.
Tom, Josh is going to come cuddle you.
That's right. Get over here.
Hey, cuddle.
Cuddle up day.
Stay back, queer.
Stay back, queer.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's 2020.
I believe I got a lawsuit on my hand. What's the time right now? 7:33.
Please call me as a witness.
Call me a queer.
Call me as a witness.
But what's also kind of weird on Cuddle Up Day, it's also Bean Day.
What?
Now you have a problem.
Wow, so essentially it's Dutch Oven Day.
Pretty much.
Do they ever coordinate these days?
I don't know.
I'd love a good bean. What's your favorite top three beans? Number one.
Oh, this is a good question.
Black beans.
Yeah. Flavorful, yeah. Delicious.
Number
yes.
Two.
Refried.
Butter beans.
Refried.
Butter beans.
Butter
beans.
Butter beans.
Number three, jelly.
Jelly beans.
I'm surprised. I am really stunned. No. That's number three, Josh.
I hate jelly beans,
black
honestly.
Black beans, baked beans, and
green beans.
I love a nice haricot vert.
Oh, yes.
What are we talking about?
Good Lord.
What are we talking about? You've never had French green beans?
What about a butter bean?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. What is a butter bean?
What about a garbanzo?
Well, we had the Hepburns over, and we had butter beans, yeah.
How do you even make butter beans?
It's a bean with a really good body. Is that ball?
Helmet.
Right, a Bengal, not a helmet, a Bengal.
Jeez. The little lady made white chili.
Yeah.
The other
bean chicken chili.
Is that what it is? Yeah, mm-hmm. White.
That's the only kind they conserve in Tom's neighborhood. You know that? Yep.
And then that evening,
as long as it's not too spicy.
Uh-huh.
Let's be clear.
That evening was rather symphonic for me, and she was mad at me about it. You made the chili.
Why didn't you excuse yourself?
Oh, come on. What am I supposed to do, go outside every 7 seconds?
That bad?
Oh, it got, it was, yeah, it was.
Do you make a production out of it? Like,
every now and again.
Bite your bottom lip.
Sometimes I'll do the old, I'm going to sneeze. Oh, I'm a real.
The romance is over.
Oh, yeah. Please tell me you wrap it up with.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Come join TV's Ross Matthews every Thursday on his new podcast, Hello, Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews, and I am so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Hello, Ross.
You know, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again to emphasize the name of my new podcast. It's Hello, Ross.
Look, you only have like 30 seconds to tell them about the new podcast, Hello, Ross. You have to tell them about the celebrity guests, the interesting people with cool stories to tell, and it's new every Thursday. Go ahead.
You never know who's going to pop by to say hello, Ross. It could be an Oscar winner, the star of your favorite show, even my dental hygienist.
Really?
No, she's fascinating.
Okay. Anyone else?
One time I was at a dinner party and the lady across from me, turns out she was a dominatrix. Ooh, that's gonna hurt. I've been a naughty boy.
Huh. Are you going to ask?
We're gonna go there.
For reals?
And there.
For real reals?
You better stretch.
I better stretch? What the hell?
On our show, nothing's off limits. I'm gonna ask that question.
No.
And that question.
No.
And I'm gonna get away with it.
Oh boy.
So it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Except think of it Mr. Matthews' Gaberhood. Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, that actually does sound fun.
And it's on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Wait, that's my line. Hello, Ross, available on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, now you just repeated me.
We are so over our time limit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.